Hey you, hope you had a great weekend. Today I want to come on here and ask you, what is holding you back? Are you procrastinating? Are you putting off things that you know you need to get done, but for some apparent reason you do not have the willpower, the mindset, the drive, or the tenacity to do it? What is causing that for you? Is it a mental block? Is it the, I don't want to's? Is it fear? Is it a mindset that is conditioning you to feel the way that you feel? Or is it just going through the flow of life, the emotions, and etc., and you honestly maybe just don't know what is causing you to remain stagnant and stuck and just have this procrastination hanging over you and lingering around? Let's dive in here and unpack it, because I'm guilty of it too. But one thing that I did was I started to put dates next to the things that I said I want to do. Like, okay, do something for the business. Put a date next to it. Do something for my child. Put a date next to it, and etc. Because that date acts as an accountability factor and an accountability partner for me. Another thing that helps me is putting things in my calendar. If it's not in my calendar, that means that I'm not committing to it and it's not going to get done. So I had to start holding myself accountable by putting dates next to things, putting things in my calendar, even finding an accountability partner that will check in with me and say, hey, have you done this or that? Because I know that that's something that I need, because I no longer want to allow procrastination to continue to linger, because then me reaching my dreams and goals are just getting further and further behind if I don't hunker down and buckle in. And, you know, time is of the essence. Time waits on no one. So I don't want you to feel like you haven't accomplished your dreams, achieved your goals, or etc., because you're allowing procrastination to drive and deter you. So if this is speaking to you, let me know. Let's have a two-way conversation. You could send me an email. You could send me a voice note, or just say, hey, Genesis, I want to be on the podcast with you and dissect this further, because I know this can help someone else. What we are putting down is not just for us, but it's for someone else to pick up, because you never know how someone can benefit from the knowledge you share, the tips you share, the tricks you may share, or etc. And we're not in this world alone. We're in this world with other people to do life together with. So I hope you start to evaluate that and know your worth, know that you are valuable, know that you were created on a purpose, for a purpose, for such a time as this, and you really need to tap into your skills, your gifts, and your talents, because they weren't just placed inside of you for you. They were placed inside of you for you to magnify them, for you to share them, for you to multiply them, and etc. So I just wanted to come on here and just share this quick overview with you and give you some food for thought to really help you start thinking about this analytically and unpacking it. Because once you understand the root cause and you go deep diving, then it helps you unlock and see things from a different perspective and vantage point, so you could get free, so you could liberate yourself, and you can go from being stuck to unstuck. You could go from surviving to thriving. You could go from procrastinating to not procrastinating. You can go from just getting by to surpassing where you thought you would never surpass. You can go from ordinary to extraordinary. You can go from, some people may say, mediocre to you know, not mediocre. You have the power to control, change, and shape your atmosphere. Change your mindset, change your perspective, change your circle if you need to. Are you hanging out with people that are building you up, or are you hanging out with people that are tearing you down, distracting you, and deteriorating you? You know, in life, we all have choices, and we are all whips without the H, which I like to say it's a work in progress. So let me know how this message speaks to you. I'm Genesis Amaris Kemp. You can become a listener supporter, which it means that you are contributing a dollar amount on a monthly basis to fuel the mission and movement behind the show, which if you've been following, it's to bring content that is educational, inspirational, and motivational, while also weaving in diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging, whether I'm doing solo episodes or interviewing amazing people, and you can be interviewed too. I also have spots open for brand ambassadors. If you're a business owner or you're doing something incredible and you want to highlight that, let's partner with one another and go further and faster together. I hope you have a blessed and prosperous day.
Thank you for listening to another segment of GEMS Podcast. Hope you enjoyed this recording. Make sure you like, comment, share, and subscribe to GEMS Podcast on your audio platform, as well as our YouTube channel, GEMS with Genesis Amaris Kemp. We would love for you to be a sponsor, so please reach out via email at GEMS, G-E-M-S, with W-I-T-H, Genesis, G-E-N-E-S-I-S, Amaris, A-M-A-R-I-S, Kemp, K-E-M-P, at gmail.com, where your brand, your swag, your services could be here on GEMS Podcast.